You may have heard the story on WGN Radio yesterday. 14 people acting together went into a Louis Vuitton store in Oak Brook Center in broad daylight and stole thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. You remember on Friday, six people allegedly stole 153 bottles of cologne worth about 15 grand at the Ulta Beauty Store in Oak Brook. We talked to the police chief about that yesterday. Chief Kruger, we got to stop meeting like this. Thanks for joining us again.
No, thank you, John. I didn't expect to be talking to you this soon.
Hey, Chief, what the hell?
Well, it really is just out of character for us to have two incidents like this to happen in rapid succession. You know, we would see maybe an incident similar or, you know, with some similarities once every few years or something like that, but this is certainly not typical for us and for our community.
Do you think they're connected?
No, not these in particular, but what we are looking at linkage between this case and other Louis Vuitton and those type of establishment cases with other agencies that have shopping centers in their jurisdictions.
In this Chicagoland area?
Yes, yes.
Do you think it's the same group of people or just copycatters?
Well, we do see that there is some similarities, but I can't draw any distinctions yet. Our investigators are working very closely with some of those other jurisdictions, and we're following up on leads right now. So I can't say that's a definite, but there certainly are some similarities there.
Wonder how long it takes to do. I mean, I'm just wondering how quickly can the police get there? I assume there's some officers in the mall. How does a crime like this get accomplished?
So we have, you know, we always, of course, have some attention to our mall since there is such a big influx of people. And really, Oak Brook Center has been experiencing a very large influx of people, kind of that Black Friday appearance for the last few weeks, and we've really done the mall has done very well. So we've been in there, and there's even extra attention that's given by mall security and by some of the merchants in that particular zone of the mall because of the type of stores that are there.
Yeah, right.
You know, Oak Brook Center is a little different because it is an outdoor mall, so it's not like there are doors to lock. And in this particular case, we did see that individuals from this group of 14 entered the mall at various locations and then kind of converged on the store all at once, but didn't all walk in together because obviously that would be a send up red flags and call a lot of attention to themselves. So then by the time they got in the store, you know, and they overwhelm, you know, the help that's there and even the one security officer was there, there isn't a heck of a lot you can do at that point.
It's kind of like a flash mob then. They sort of
very similar, right.
Secretly aggregate and then jump into action. What do you make about the security? This has been an issue with Lori Lightfoot and the merchants in the city of Chicago, too. What actions should that guard take? Should he be armed with a gun? Should he shoot those people? What do you say about that?
Well, you know, I think, you know, whether it's private security or law enforcement, you know, the laws have to be followed in regards to the use of force, especially the use of deadly force, and really the use of deadly force to for a property crime. If there's no one that's in danger or being threatened with a weapon, I think just probably is not the right thing to do. I mean, all they can do is try to safeguard the safety of the people that are in the immediate area.
Yeah.
And be able to react in case the offenders use some type of deadly force or instrument. But in this case, the security guard tried to engage, was able to kind of recover some property, you know, basically grabbing it from some of the suspects as they were trying to flee, and recovered a fair amount of it. But at that point, I mean, I'm just glad that he and no one in the store, any innocent victims, suffered any injuries through this process.
No, I agree with you on that, and that all makes sense, but it's just so angering, and yet the job doesn't pay enough to, you know, try and tackle 14 kids for crying out loud.
And quite frankly, if somebody's working a private security position, whether or not they're a security officer by trade or whether or not they're an off-duty police officer from another jurisdiction, they really are on their own at that point, other than trying to get to their phone and call 911, because it's not like they have a radio or backup right down the street, you know, so you know, that's a whole different
Okay, we got to go, Chief, but any leads? Is the video helpful? Are we going to find these guys?
Well, we are, you know, we did get information on three vehicles that were used to flee the area, and our detectives are working on those cases, and we're actually looking at one vehicle right now. So there are leads that are being generated, and I'm hopeful that they, too, will again experience the criminal justice system in DuPage County.
I know. I, as do we all, sir. Thank you. Good luck to you on that.
Thank you.